The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Congratulations to Marco Arment, the developer of podcast app Overcast, which has been inducted into the AppleViz iOS App Hall of Fame for its high degree of accessibility for blind and low vision users. Stripe now lets you sell online without a website, which might be helpful for a simple tip jar or a link from your podcast notes. Indeed, we've set up a tip jar. If you'd like to try it out, you'll find it in our show notes and our newsletter today. Himalaya Latino America has announced a new podcast about the history of Greek, hosted by Benito Taibo. It's an exclusive podcast on their paid platform, which costs 79 pesos, which is $3.99 a month. Himalaya Pro describes itself as knowledge and entertainment in podcast form. Alex Gates writes about Podcasting 2.0, the podcast namespace and value for value. In France, the Podcast Marketing Summit, organized by podcast host Ausha, is planned for June the 17th. Carl Nazario reviews podcast apps for the Apple Watch. And congratulations to Adrian Bradley, who's to leave the BBC to produce podcasts for the New Statesman. And in podcast news, Eighth Layer Insights is a new podcast from The Cyberwire, hosted by Perry Carpenter. It looks at the complexities of human nature and how it influences security and risk. Futureproofing Healthcare is a new podcast about how to prepare health systems for the future and to give everybody access to personalized healthcare. It's from the Health Podcast Network, who joined us as a supporter this week. The Long Read from Stuff is a new podcast from New Zealand's Stuff, with a long-form storytelling article read out loud every week. The latest episode looks at Dana Johansson's story about Kiwi sprinter Joseph Miller on his journey to the Olympics. And Pod Almighty is a new podcast from Sound Media as a podcasting masterclass. Releasing monthly, it promises to cover everything about making podcasts better. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.